When leaders go AWOL. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network. Presented by Dell Small Business. Presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Presented by ZipRecruiter. As the shutdown negotiations continue not happening, we may have an opportunity here to settle a long-standing argument. The argument over whether private groups could take over government functions and perform them just as well for a lot less money. This is the perfect time to try that out. For example, I heard Chris Van Cleve report that a couple of airlines can't fly their new aircraft because the FAA certification staff is furloughed.
Regional carrier Silver Airways has brand new planes sitting in a Fort Lauderdale hangar.
Every month that we don't introduce the aircraft, we're losing out on millions of dollars of revenue.
Delta may have to delay the launch of its new Airbus A220s for the same reason.
So instead of losing millions, why don't those airlines kick in the money to bring those employees back? Heck, the boards of directors of all the airlines should link arms around the White House and demand to be allowed to pay the unpaid TSA workers and air traffic controllers. On the national parks, the oil companies that sell gas for the family car trip could pay to keep them open, and environmental groups could pay the Forest Service not to cancel the controlled burns intended to prevent wildfires. I bet even insurance companies might want to kick in for that one. And if this works, none of those functions could be used as a bargaining chip ever again. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.